from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This hour is brought to you by EOC Audio, Chicagoland's leader in audio, video, networking, and home automation. EOCAudio.com.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave my mark. One day I want to be able to be a USA member. I want to be able to be with that team. So it was an honor to come out there and play against them. Coming off the bench, I just wanted to bring as much energy as I could.
Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. And it sounds like soon, maybe, she and teammates will have their own private practice facility in Bedford Park.
It sounds like they're trying, they understand what is at stake. And what is at stake is keeping Angel Reese a Chicago Sky.
Yeah, and keeping your reputation, because you're losing players. They had to be embarrassed into this, shamed into this. They've announced that they're going to break ground on a new facility this fall. I will believe it when I see it.
Now, there's already like enough room for the Sky to practice there, although there's a tons of youth stuff. And people, you've probably seen, if you watch White Sox games or Cubs games, their commercials are on the broadcast.
Like at the Wintrust Sports Complex?
Yeah. Like, so you've probably seen this area, and some of you probably take your kids there, and they do stuff. But it's good I actually had Annie, I was on Stadium yesterday, and it was such a big story that we brought Annie in to talk about it. And she was saying, look, they wanted to get something done somewhere in the city, but where was that going to be? I think that this is a good compromise. Like it's relatively close. Your players can live in the city if they want. You're very close to Midway. So if you're flying out,
charter will now use Midway.
Yeah, it makes things easier to do. And if the players want to live, like Bedford Park is nothing for me from Hyde Park. So that's a good thing too. Like if they wanted to live in the South Loop, not a problem because you're right next to 55. And you can jump off. I think that it's a better overall idea. Now it's like you said, shovels in the ground, get this thing moving. Because what you don't want is at the end of this, for Angel Reese to then have had all of this exposure to the rest of the league. And her go, wow, you know, that facility in Seattle is really nice. The facility in Las Vegas is really nice. The facility in Phoenix is really nice. Why do I want to stay here?
And it isn't just the facility. It's also the way other things have been handled around the edges, the way they've been marketed, the way that their media relations has worked to give them every resource. The Sky are still trying to make up ground. They're still behind. And there have been all kinds of empty promises, too.
Yes.
So I'm holding them to a tougher standard than others, because they haven't earned the benefit of the doubt when it comes to following through on a lot of their pie-in-the-sky stuff.
Now, a lot of this predates the current general manager and head coach, but they still have to wear that.
But even so,
organizationally, they have to wear it.
They still don't have enough people overall working in the organization.
Yes.
Period.
That is correct.
Like they're running this like an old WNBA team still.
And you can't, because you have two young ladies that are stars, like beyond the basketball part of it. Angel Reese and Camila Cardoso are recognizable to to even people who aren't necessarily WNBA fans. They for sure know who Angel Reese is, and they probably know who Camilla is. So you have to take steps to ensure that you're a destination franchise. And with players like Sloot leaving and KFC wanting out, and even this year, Marina Mabry requesting a trade, those are all things that players around the league, like, that gets around and say, hey, you know, they're not serious about, whether it's they're not serious about winning, they're not serious about competing, they don't do a good job of taking care of their athletes. Those are charges that you have to answer for.
And the idea of a practice facility, it isn't just, here's a basketball court where we go and play privately and we're not dealing with some local public health club. It's so much more than that. It is about nutrition, weight training, overall health and wellness.
Safety,
comfort, offices, whatever they may need at their disposal. Childcare facilities.
Absolutely.
Like, this is, it's a huge undertaking and a massive investment to make sure your players can be at the absolute top of their respective games.
Yeah. I mean, the list of players that have said, I don't want to be here anymore, is an all-star team. It's Allie Quigley and Courtney Vandersloot.
Candace Parker,
KFC, Stephanie Dulce. It was a championship team of players that were like, I'm good. I'm leaving here. I want out of here. So I hope that this is a step in the right direction.
Not to mention what happened with Elena Delladon, but there were...
If you want to go all the way back to Elena Delladon, you can.
But there were extenuating circumstances there because of the doctor she needed to treat her unique issues. So she wanted to be closer to that and closer to her special needs sister.
Yeah.
But this has been a city more known for departures than arrivals.
Yes, and it shouldn't be, especially when you... I mean, even the coach... Like,
he left to go take a bench job with the Raptors, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even the coach was like, I'm out. See y'all later. So there's a lot of work to be done, but I think that this makes more sense than them being in Highland Park or Deerfield, right? They're at the multiplex. It makes more sense for them to be at Bedford Park than it does Deerfield. It's just going to be, I think,
even
overall
Quicks
easier.
Even though Quicks and Sloot lived in Deerfield.
Yeah, I mean, all of them, yeah. you move there because that's where the facility is. Mm-hmm. Now, the players have the option of living in South Loop, the West Loop, Hyde Park. Like, they can be in the city. If what's the neighborhood in, right by Midway? They can live over there, too, if that's what they want to do. But you'll be a lot closer to where your home games are on game day now than you were in Deerfield. And getting to Wintrust from Deerfield at 4 in the afternoon. Not fun.
Ask the Bulls about that. Ask anybody who saw the Michael Jordan Gray Testarossa go by you on the shoulder, or Jerry Krause's Cadillac, or, you know, Phil Jackson needing a helicopter. That was no fun back in the day. And in large part, ironically, because so many rubes were stopped on the Kennedy looking at the Dennis Rodman, Bigsby, and Crothers billboard that it was backing up all the way into the Edens.
Yeah, that's right. It changed hair, didn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Wasn't that the whole bit?
And pre-cell phone, people had, like, disposable cameras that they were holding up as they were driving by, and oh my god, that was really dumb.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, I like this because they needed a space, and I was trying to figure out places where they could, you know, do like a rental. But like, ideally, that would be Wintrust, but Wintrust is also a concert venue. So there's stuff going on there, and it belongs to DePaul. So the DePaul women have a baller locker room at Wintrust Arena.
Yeah, unfortunately, the logo stays up in that locker room because the sky, their departments haven't recognized, like, for our optics purposes, we need to put our own name and logo over this stuff for post-game and pregame.
Or figure out how to have it shot where your stuff is prominent and not.
It's that. I mean, that's 101 stuff. That's basic sports public relations.
I think that what I'm very happy about for beyond Angel Reese's tenure with the Chicago Sky is that her being here is going to make things better for players 10 years from now. That to me is you talk about legacy. Like, that's a really good thing to have happen.
773 texter, one of my only memories for being 6 years old, I grew up next to 94 at Lake Avenue. My babysitter used to take us out to watch MJ go by.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I think he's lucky he didn't get one of those side mirrors knocked off at any point because.
But it's kind of a weird thing, but like everyone knew. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Go get a mic.
Like, everyone's like, oh, the mic's trying to get to the game.
It was a community thing. It made you feel like, it's like, oh, that's okay. It's not, who's this bastard driving
on
the shoulder?
No, that's Mike.
Like, that's Mike's lane.
Mike got to get to, if you want him to drop 40 tonight, Mike got to get to the United Center.
Right, but it made it feel like a small town thing, like the Hickory bus with the high school kids in it, you know, arriving in Ulitic or wherever they went.
Yeah. Like, what was that just went by us? Oh, that was Michael Jordan. That's He's right. late for the game.
And then there was the time where I almost ran Jerry Krause off the road.
Why?
Because I was racing back for the Berto Center to do a report. He was racing back for the game or whatever it was. And he was driving fast. And I was trying to change lanes. And he just sort of got out on the left. And the horn on that Cadillac was had a different sound to it. No, but it was like this really sort of, it sounded like a church organ almost. And I look over, like, wow, that was a weird sound. Like, oh, sorry, Jerry.
Leave that man alone.
I know. That's my dude.
Yes, Texter, you're right. It's like the Batmobile flying by. You are 100% right. There goes Batman off to save Gotham.
Right, but the difference was too that they wouldn't have to chloroform you to show you where, because everyone knows where Mike lived, and that house, by the way, still on the market.
Well, yeah, it costs too much, and there's too much stuff that's been done to it,
and it's ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They did too much.
Yeah,
it's fine.
It looks like, what is it? Remember the hobo from The Simpsons where he buys the solid gold house?
No, I don't remember that.
Don't episode. You? Come on, so Studs. Do you
Studs,
remember
there are
the Simpsons episode where there's the hobo
historian.
That like wins the lottery and he builds. The,
oh yeah, yeah, the guy that created
the itchy,
itchy
and scratchy. Yeah, you know,
he created itchy.
Created itchy.
Itchy, and so he gets like back pay from
right.
The and company that yeah.
And you remember the house
and
he built?
He gets like solid gold.
Yes.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah. That's the Jordan house that's still. Still on the market.
Paint my chicken coop.
Maybe make it a park or something. I don't know. I don't know what you're gonna do with it. Make it a museum.
Those blintzes are terrible.
I mean, I meant to send you guys this for a high noon, but I guess Jordan and his wife were out in like Saint-Tropez or something, and they started playing the Alan Parsons Project.
Yeah, I sent this to you guys too. Yeah.
And he was like, vibing to it. He's like, hell yeah, that's my music. You know what it means?
By God.
He looked at first, it struck me as like, at first he seemed embarrassed, but then he was like, all right.
Yeah, this is me. This is me. I do this for a living. Come over. We were joking over, we were talking about the idea that when he do the powder.
Yeah.
How great a bit that was. Like, it's just a great, like, his Red was in on the bit, and then they'd have all of their things that they were going to use, the umbrellas, the hats, the newspapers.
It's also kind of bullying.
I don't think so at all.
If you know how it feels to sit with your stuff in front of you where everything's got to be right and everything's clean, and he comes over there and does that, it sucks.
Yeah, but they were in on the bit, so to me it's not bullying.
Eventually they were in on the bit. But that happened for a long time.
I don't think that him with the powder was enough for it to be disruptive, unless, you know, the person is
just
OCD.
Stay out of my mise en place. Just stay out. That guy, everything's got to be just right and in the spots where I know it is. And now there's some weird white powder all over it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
You know, at least back in the day, the Bulls that I grew up with, there's a white powder on something.
That's a different
man. Then you got different issues.
You leave Big O and all those other guys out of this thing.
Naming names. David, put that mirror back on the wall.
Whatever.
I learned about the cocaine circus on The Last Dance.
Sure did.
I didn't know.
The traveling cocaine circus.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, the 80s were a time in the NBA. Like, it was so bad.
Not just the NBA. Ask MLB what was going on.
Well,
at that time
and
too.
MLB is still struggling from, there's two different coffee pots over here. Would you like the leaded or would you like the unleaded?
Oh, or I mean the whole, oh, that head first slide is really cool. Yeah.
I had something in my back pocket.
He's got glass vials in his back
Which is
pocket.
Part of the reason that his nickname is.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.